There are lots of things we do not know about the virus that causes COVID-19. And one of the most fundamental questions that scientists don't have an answer to is, where did it come from? For more than a year, many dismissed the idea that the virus leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which houses China's first biosafety level 4 lab, one of the most secure of its kind in the world, where the deadliest viruses are studied with extreme care. But now, the Biden administration is investigating that possibility. Here's White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt.
We need to get to the bottom of this, and we need a completely transparent process from China. We need the WHO to assist in that matter. We don't feel like we have that now. We need to get to the bottom of this, whatever the answer may be.
We are going to take a few minutes now to dig into how opinions have shifted. Betsy McKay is senior writer covering public health for the Wall Street Journal. Betsy, welcome.
It's nice to be here with you, Peter.
And we're going to get to the lab theory in just a moment, but is it fair to say that the prevailing theory still at this point is that the virus started in nature and then spilled over from animals to humans?
Yeah, that is the, I mean, there's a problem of a lack of evidence on both sides, but the belief is that the chances of that having happened and that being the source of the pandemic are greater. That's how Ebola started. Zika that swept the world, and many other viruses. And certainly the past two coronaviruses have spilled over from animals. This is the third one. And, you know, the prevailing view is that there was a similar type of spillover.
Okay. Well, that said, there still is this new scrutiny on the idea that it leaked from a lab. And if we are to entertain that theory, where does that story begin?
There was an obvious question from the very beginning. Why was the first outbreak of this brand new virus in Wuhan, in central China, when viruses of this sort, these SARS-like coronaviruses, have been found mostly in southern China? And then the second thing was, here's this world-class laboratory right in Wuhan studying these viruses. So it's kind of an obvious question to ask yourself, including the researchers at that institute, could it have come from there?
And there is this piece of information that we have learned recently that three researchers at that lab in Wuhan became sick in the fall of 2019. They had symptoms that might have been COVID-19. It maybe could have been the flu. I mean, what role did that play in sort of, you know, sparking people's suspicions?
Well, I think there have been several things over the past 2 or 3 months that have kind of revived interest in the possibility of a laboratory spillover, or at least in the desire to rule it out. This is from some intelligence reporting. It's not clear who the people were and what illness they had. I mean, you know, the flu was going around at the time, and so there's a lot that still needs to be learned about that. But it was one of the data points that, you know, led people to call for more investigation of the lab hypothesis.
There's something else I want to ask you about. It's called gain of function research, and that has gotten a lot of scrutiny as well in recent weeks because of this lab leak theory. What is that, and what role might it have played?
So gain-of-function research is a type of lab experiment in which you change a virus in some way to enhance it, to make it more transmissible or to be infectious to humans. And the Wuhan Institute of Virology has described doing experiments that seem to fit this definition. And the question actually is, though, did researchers have a virus at that laboratory that they were working with to make it more transmissible, and then that virus escaped from the lab in some fashion and started spreading among the population? The problems with that, one, is that the Institute says it did not have any viruses similar to the pandemic virus. And it certainly didn't have live viruses. You know, very often they had sequences, but not live viruses. So you would have to have a virus that was very close to the pandemic virus, like 99.999% similar, in order to do that. They say they didn't have it. So really, a lot of this lab hypothesis boils down to, do you believe what the Wuhan Institute of Virology is saying about the material and the viruses they had, or do you not believe them?
Have lab leaks happened before?
Yes. In fact, after SARS in 2003, there was a lab leak in Beijing. There were a couple others, and certainly there have been laboratory leaks throughout history. And, you know, there's regulation in the U.S. Even in the U.S., there are plenty of laboratory accidents. But one concern also is, what is regulation like around the world? What are the restrictions? They differ by country, yet high-security labs are growing around the world.
So that's the backdrop for all of this. Now, on January 30th of 2020, Republican Senator Tom Cotton spoke at a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, compared the virus to Chernobyl, and then he said this.
I would note that China, that Wuhan also has China's only biosafety level 4 super laboratory that works with the world's most deadly pathogens to include, yes, coronavirus.
As we know, President Trump would eventually pick up on this. It fit in with the approach that he took to COVID, which was to blame China. Can we just talk about that for a moment? If there was no clear evidence that the lab leak theory was false, why was it largely rejected by the scientific community and the media when people like Donald Trump started talking about it?
Well, I think there are a couple things going on. One is that scientists did look at the virus and analyze it and concluded themselves, you know, through genetic analyses and so forth, that was unlikely. The second thing is that this scientific question, you know, you go into something like this and you say, okay, where could this virus have originated from? And the laboratory would be one obvious place. But it was a scientific question that became highly politicized. And then that left scientists, some afraid to speak out, and it left others dismissing it as conspiracy theories. Because this was all wrapped up in blaming China and making accusations that the lab had somehow concocted or engineered a virus, which really doesn't seem to have been possible.
Right. It could have just been a mistake. But was the Trump administration making those claims based off of the same intelligence that the Biden administration is now working off of?
So at the time, you know, the Trump administration was starting to collect information, but wasn't disclosing it. For months, they said, you know, various versions of there's evidence, we have evidence, and didn't provide any. So that also created a lot of suspicion. I mean, what's the evidence? And, you know, you can't make any judgments based on nothing, right? In January of this year, in the last days of the Trump administration, they did put out a fact sheet at the State Department listing a few things, one of which was that, you know, some employees of the Institute had been sick in the fall of 2019, sort of a broader, less specific version of what's come out recently. So the Biden administration has picked up with the same intelligence, hasn't outright denied or dismissed any of it, but also hasn't spoken out about it.
Well, considering the way that politics has muddied the picture here a little bit, and the fact that Beijing is closed off and maybe not willing to be as public with the information as the world would like, what do you think the likelihood is that we'll ever know the true origin of this disease?
I think it's going to be a challenge because things have become so polarized. I mean, you know, any scientist on any side of this will tell you what you need is international collaboration. You need scientists working together. And that involves Chinese scientists who are able to work freely and a government that is willing to disclose information. Without that, you know, it's going to be probably impossible to rule out the laboratory. And at the same time, you need international collaboration to pursue the other hypothesis that it spilled over in Nature. And so there are some big challenges ahead.
Betsy McKay, senior writer for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much.
Thank you.